Hello, and welcome back to the Vanya X podcast. I'm so glad to be back here with you guys. So many exciting new things have happened since, I was on vacation, and the place that we were in was Oaxaca, Mexico, and a lot of interesting things happened down there, like a lot of stories, like urban legends, so many things that were really interesting while we were there. And Mexico was such an experience. It was so much fun. I missed you guys, and I'm back, and we are back with season 2, Campfire Stories. In this season, we will have a lot of urban stories and legends that were told to me by people that lived in they were like different towns in the city of Oaxaca. They were it's just tales that have lived there or that have been told by people for a long period of time now. And that's what season 2 is going to be all about. The way I came up with Campfire Stories is because literally every time a story would be told, we would make a fire, and then the story would be told, and it was just perfect. A cold night near a fire with some like creepy urban stories and legends, it was the best. So let's get into the first story, or I guess the first urban legend that was told to me. The first urban story that was told to me was I guess you could say possessed or cursed, like woods or forests, like that. The place that we were located at when we were down there for the first week, we were in a small town, and this small town is like you have to drive at least 30 minutes to get to like another town around there, and like all the towns around are pretty small, and all these towns are like built into like these mountains. They're built in mountains and like really high mountains, and so this story was told that the mountains or the forests, that they had like some, I guess they were cursed, or they had some sort of that they have some sort of power over you, that they could manipulate, like almost if you were like they could make you hallucinate, see things, stuff like that. And so the story was that there was two hunters that to them they said that this was a real story that had happened. And the story was that that these two hunters had they were like, I guess they were popular there for like them killing animals and like being the, like I guess the best hunters in the town. And they would always go on these hunts and one time they were together in the woods, and they were in the woods, and I guess they were coming back home from a hunt, and they had separated for some reason, and the other guy had left back to the town, while the one guy, he had said that he had saw a deer, and he started chasing it, to see if he can like if he could get a kill. And he said he just started walking, and it said that he only walked for like 5 minutes, but like reality was that he was there like the whole night and stuff. And but as he was walking, he landed, or he came to this, he ended up in a city, but this city was made out of like gold. It was like a golden city. And there was like these dwarves, like elves, like almost like Lord of the Rings type shit. But I guess there was like, I guess that they had told him that he was like that the forest was upset with him, or that they were mad about him or them killing the animals, because the animals supposedly belong to the forest, not to them. And but yeah, and he had said that the dwarf was like gonna attack him or something, and luckily he had a knife, or I don't know how he said he managed to escape, but he did. And the next morning he was back in town. And he was telling all these people, but like, of course, how could you, like, people would be like, you know, you're crazy, you don't know what you're talking about. And and yeah, that was one of the stories I was told there. I found it quite interesting because, you know, this story is like he was talking about dwarves and elves and like these small people, and like I do believe that they like I don't know if I like believe in like dwarves and elves, but I do believe that, because in that mountain there's there's actually mushrooms that grow there, like psychedelic mushrooms. And I do believe that these like hunters had taken them, and I guess one of them had just had like a really bad trip. And he had taken a high dosage, and he was just experiencing a bad trip, and that's why he started seeing all these people, which is what happens if you do take, you know, a high amount of psychedelics like shrooms or DMT. If you want to know more about like any of that stuff, there's an episode about it in season one, if you would like to go check it out. But I don't know, because this type of story or legend it's not only been told in Mexico. It's also like it's also been told in like other parts like Peru, like all the south, like all the countries from the south have similar stories to this. And it's pretty interesting. Also, these towns, they have like each town I guess has their own saint. Like they each have their own saint, like who they like, not necessarily who they believe in, but like they have a saint who apparently like, this saint was the first one that was there, and that had created the, you know, the town that had lifted it from nothing. So they basically they don't really worship him. It's like more of like a religious type thing. Like I guess they had like, I guess some people were like, you know, they don't, it's not really worshiping, because worshiping would be like they adore him and like, you know, all this, but they don't really do that. But this saint, I'm blanking out on the name, San Isidro is the name of the saint. And story tells that this saint was like a hard worker, and he was like responsible for like lifting up and like I guess building structures and having big, you know, having to create. He was like, I guess you could call him a creator, and he's, I guess, a saint from the from that town that people really like, not adore, that people like, you know, they know, like, you know, he's known throughout the whole town. But yeah, this town, we were there for the first week, and yeah, the first week there was amazing. I mean, we were in this town, and like this town, I wouldn't say it's like this town was like not fully developed, and as when I mean developed, I mean like the whole town, like the whole roads and everything, they weren't like fully fully wellly constructed. But I mean, it wasn't like, it was still like, there was still good houses, and like the whole place was amazing. Yeah, so we were staying there, and I'm pretty sure the first day, the second day, we went down to this river, and it was like a big river. Well, I mean, back then they used to say that the river was like really big, and you couldn't actually see, like, you know, where the water used to be, like it would cover that whole area, but now it's just like a tiny little stream of water going down there. I mean, it's still pretty, like, still pretty big, but it used to be like a huge stream of water. And there's another interesting story about the river and like how they cross, but we'll talk about that in another episode. Yeah, and I'm telling you, Mexico was such an experience. If you guys ever get a chance, or ever have a chance to take a vacation or something, I would honestly recommend you Oaxaca, Mexico. They have so many interesting things, and unfortunately, like the time that we were there, some of the main attractions or like some of the main things were closed that I really wanted to check out. Like they have this spring water, almost like a spring water tub, like this formed into a rock, like the Zapotecs built. There's many tribes that were there in Mexico, that aren't really talked about, like the Zapotecs are one of them. There's many more other ones, but they were one of the ones that were in the southern part of Mexico. And those, they had built that spring water, and so I guess to reserve their water. And they had also built this temple, and I'm pretty sure that temple name is like, it has like the death temple or something, because they would bury their dead. I'm not really sure how what the name of the temple would be, but it was something like that. And yeah, unfortunately we couldn't go see that because they were closed at the moment due to the, you know, to the outbreak. And we are planning again, maybe next year, to go again, and hopefully they will be open, but you know, time will tell. But yeah, anyways, this was just a small, you know, coming back, you know, thank you to all my listeners who are actually supporting me and, you know, showing some love to me. You know, I wouldn't be here without you guys listening, and it really means so much to me. So I really appreciate you guys. There are more stories coming for season 2, so stay tuned for that. I do have a Patreon page that I just had, that I just opened. If you don't follow me yet on Instagram, my Instagram is OFVANIX. My Patreon link is on my Instagram page. And if you guys don't have an Instagram, or you can just follow me on my Patreon and, you know, maybe show some love, support me. It would be Patreon, patreon.com/ VaniaXOfficial. And there you would find the link to my page. And, you know, if you can support me, it would mean the whole world to me. Thank you guys for staying here with me. And but yeah, that'll be all for this episode. This is just a quick, you know, quick summary of what's gonna what we're doing now, what's coming up, and I really hope you guys enjoy it. I'll see you on the next podcast.